Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is Julie Cayley, broker-owner of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced, California. And today is Tuesday, June 24th, and it is 11 a.m., and I really appreciate you tuning in live to our show all about HUD Homes. Now, remember, if you couldn't make it live today, then you can certainly listen to this at your own convenience and playback mode. So we do post this to our website, which is www.mercedhomesrealty.com, as well as our social media accounts, so that you can listen to it back at any time. And finally, you can also catch us on iTunes at the Merced Homes Realty podcast. And we do link all of our shows to that podcast so that you can come back and listen to them at any time. So again, my name is Julie Cayley. I'm the broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, and we list and sell all different types of real estate. But today we're going to talk about our HUD homes that we list and sell. And that's what this show is about, all about HUD homes. So this is great information if you are a buyer looking to purchase in today's market, or if you are an agent that has a buyer looking in to purchasing a HUD home. This is great information, and I really appreciate you tuning in. So before we jump in, I always like to go over our key contact information. So again, my name is Julie Cayley. I'm a real estate broker, and my license number is 014-12616. And you can find me online at mercedhomesrealty.com. And remember, with HUD homes, everything is always an equal housing opportunity, so I want to make sure that I mention that. So I list and sell homes here in the greater Merced County area for BLB Resources, and their website is B as in boy, L as in Larry, B as in boy, resources.com, and there are actually a lot of resources on there and forms and important information about HUD homes, as well as links to additional information. And remember, we always find the current list of inventory located at hudhomestore.com. That's HUD, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E.com. Now, that is where agents also go to place a bid on a HUD home. And you can search for HUD homes on hudhomestore.com, not only in the Merced or Central Valley area, but actually covers the entire United States. So if you're looking elsewhere or thinking about moving somewhere else, or you're an investor, that's a one-stop shop to search all the HUD homes in the entire United States. And remember, all of the HUD homes that we list here are also placed on the local MLS. But HUD Home Store does have the most up-to-date information. So I always like to give out those important contact websites and phone numbers so that if you do have any questions or would like to look up additional information, you do have those resources at the tips of your fingers. So let's get into our program today. We're going to talk about HUD homes and how the HUD home process works, and then what the different insurabilities are and the property availability and the deadlines. And then we're also going to talk about what current inventory is available for HUD homes right now in the Merced area, what we have listed and what you can make an offer on today and who can make an offer on it. So when a HUD home gets listed on the market, it is assigned one of four different insurability types. And the insurability type helps determine what type of financing can be used to purchase the home. And the four different types are insurable, insurable with escrow, uninsurable, and uninsurable 203K eligible. So let's quickly talk about each one of those. So the first one, insurable, is also abbreviated IN. So these properties will qualify for FHA 203B financing and have no obvious minimum property requirements, MPRs, or repairs. These properties may also qualify for 203K FHA financing, which is a rehab loan for owner-occupants only. So it's already been predetermined that this property will go FHA 203B without any obvious minimum property requirement repairs. So the second category is IE, insurable with escrow. So these properties also qualify for FHA 203B, but they need a repair escrow. And what that means is that the property has minimum property requirement repairs totaling less than $5,000. The repair escrow is the buyer's financial responsibility and never a credit from the seller to the buyer. The lender holds the repair escrow money until the escrow is completed, until the repairs are completed, which is typically done within 90 days after closing. Then the lender is responsible for dispersing the funds to the appropriate parties or contractors. The escrow repair amount only applies to FHA 203B financing. So if you're getting a conventional loan or paying cash or getting some other type of financing, then this would not apply. There would be no need to do that. So these properties will also qualify, or they may also qualify for FHA 203K financing. So that's a good option for these properties. And we have seen 203K used on the IE properties time and time again. And it is a great solution if the buyer wants to do the minimum property repairs and also make other improvements and finance that into the loan. The third category is uninsurable, and it's abbreviated UI. So these properties do not qualify for FHA 203B financing because they typically have NPR repairs exceeding $5,000, or they may have some other issue that does not allow or does not fall into FHA financing guidelines. So this is typically going to be a cash offer, private money, hard money, or possibly a conventional loan, just depending on what the issues are, but no FHA. And then the fourth and final category is UK, which is similar to the UI, the uninsurable, but it's UK, uninsurable, 203K eligible. So these properties do not qualify for FHA 203B financing, but they may qualify for FHA 203K financing, and it's just going to depend on what the actual issues are, whether or not they qualify for the 203K financing. So those are the four different types of insurabilities. And I would say that is probably certainly within the top five questions that I get regarding FHA homes and FHA loans and how to buy them is what are the different types of insurabilities, what type of financing can I use, and how does that work? So the next question that I get quite a bit is the property availability and the bid deadlines. So it has changed a little bit over the last couple of years, but it's still fairly straightforward. So properties that are listed as insurable or insurable with escrow are available exclusively for owner-occupant, nonprofit, and government agency bidders for the first 15 days that they're listed on the market. The initial bid review is on the 11th day of the listing. All bids received during the first 10 days are opened and reviewed simultaneously. If no acceptable offers are received, bids are reviewed daily, Monday through Friday, until the 15-day owner-occupant exclusive period expires. Once that period expires, properties are then available for all bidders, which includes investors, with bids being reviewed daily, Monday through Friday. Pretty straightforward. 15-day owner-occupant, nonprofit, government agency, exclusive time period. If there's no acceptable bids after the 15 days, then it opens up for all bidders, which includes investors. The second availability and deadline guidelines are for properties listed as uninsurable or uninsurable with 203K option. These are first placed into the lottery program for nonprofit organizations, government agencies, or good neighbor next door participants. If no bids are received after 7 days in the lottery program, then these properties enter a 5-day owner-occupant exclusive listing period with all bids received during the period open and reviewed on the 6th day. If no acceptable bids are received by the 6th day, then the properties are available for all bidders, which includes investors, and the bids will be reviewed daily, Monday through Friday. At this time, BOB Resources is no longer reviewing bids on Saturdays, so that has changed as well. So bids received on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the same bid period will be considered as being received simultaneously during that period and will be opened on the following Monday or the next business day if Monday is a federal holiday. Bids received on a federal holiday in the same bid period will be considered as being received on the previous day and will be opened on the next business day. Makes sense. So that is the way that HUD classifies the properties to allow buyers and agents to know what type of financing the property will qualify for and when their bid needs to be submitted. So I hope that's really useful information for you. So remember, you can check all this information at HUDHomestore.com as well. And when you search for the property that you're interested in on HUDHomestore.com, then you can also see that I will be that you will be able to see the availability deadlines and when the offer needs to be submitted, and also what type of buyer the property is open for, whether it's an owner-occupant or whether it's an investor buyer. So you can see all that information on HUDHomestore.com as well. So remember, that's your one-stop shop for all the information. Now, agents, we do put that information in the MLS in the agent comments, in the confidential agent comments, but if you are away from the MLS for some reason, you can also get that information on HUDHomestore.com. So be sure, you know, that you review that with your client and with the buyer's lender, and buyers, be sure you check that with your lender as well to make sure that you have the appropriate type of financing available for the property. So we want to make sure that we deal with those issues all up front so that we don't get into escrow and have any problems down the road with what type of financing the buyer is able to obtain. We don't want to get to the end of the escrow and then all of a sudden the lender realizes that this property doesn't qualify for that type of escrow. So that's really important to make sure that we have that covered up front. Okay, really important information. So agents, you will submit your bid on HUDHomestore.com, and if you have never registered on HUDHomestore.com, it's very simple. Your broker needs to have registered first and have a valid NAID number. Then you just go to the top right corner to register as a bidder, and if you've already registered, then you just log into your account, and then you can input the bid for your client, and you will get a confirmation of the bid that it was submitted. Once you have an accepted offer on the property, you'll be notified by BLB Resources via email. And if it's one of my listings, I'm going to call and email you as well just to make sure that you saw that the offer was accepted and that to see if you need any assistance with getting the contract and the offer together so that it can be overnighted down to BLB Resources. Remember, we have 2 business days to get the original contract down to BLB Resources, as they do not accept a fax or scan or e-signatures at this time. So it must be original signatures in blue ink. And then, of course, the big change that we've seen in the fall was the EMD, the earnest money deposit, needs to come to the listing broker's office within 2 business days as well. And then what happens is once we receive the EMD, we receipt it in and we send you a receipt as well as to BLB Resources. And then when the contract gets ratified, we follow the instructions given to us and we disperse that EMD over to the title company and, of course, get a receipt, and then they hold the funds until it closes, or if something else happens as far as canceling, they would be responsible for distributing the cancellation funds as agreed upon. So that's sort of how the contract process works. We have very detailed information on how to fill out a HUD contract. I'm happy to go over it with you. We also have guides and videos on how to fill it out if you have any questions. HUD is very specific that it must be filled out appropriately. If the contract is not submitted correctly the first time, then you're going to need to have it corrected ASAP, and it's going to cost you more money in overnight fees, et cetera. And then we are certainly on a time crunch. And if we can't get it fixed in a certain amount of time, then that contract, unfortunately, is subject to cancellation. So we need to really adhere to those strict guidelines that HUD provides so that we can keep this file moving along to closing for the buyer. That is the contract process as a whole. And then I just want to give you a couple of other quick updates before we go over the current inventory of what we have available. Once the property gets a ratified contract on it, the buyer selects the title company and we open escrow at the buyer's choice of the title company. Then the buyer has a total of 15 days to conduct all their inspections. And remember, HUD homes are always sold as is. So there is no renegotiation for the price. There is no request for repairs, but the buyer can certainly cancel if they're not happy with something that they discover on the inspection period. And remember, the inspections are for informational purposes only, but of course, as realtors and as HUD suggests, we always recommend that a buyer get a home inspection. So just wanted to make sure that all buyers are aware of that as well as their agents, 15-day period. So as we wrap up here, we're just going to discuss the available properties that we have right now. Currently, I actually have one property available in Merced, and it is one HUD home property available in Merced County. And the address for that is 2970 Pecan Avenue. That's 2970 Pecan Avenue. And that's open to all bidders, meaning owner-occupants as well as investors. It's open to all bidders, meaning it's in the extended time period. It's priced at $123,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,556 square feet with an attached garage on a corner lot built in 1953. And it is on a well and septic. And the inside desk has some updating done to it already, and it's got a nice little front porch as well as some mature landscaping and a good-sized lot as well. So, again, that's 2970 Pecan Avenue, a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, priced at $123,000. So if you're looking for a four-bedroom, we've got one right there that is actually very affordable. This property is insurable with escrow repair, so it's BIE status, and the amount of $2,024. So take a look at that if you're in the market and if you're an agent working with a buyer that you think that might fit their criteria, please be sure to show it to them. So, again, I really appreciate you tuning in today. I hope that everybody has a fantastic day, and I hope that you found this information very helpful and useful. And if you have any additional questions or would like additional information on the available properties that we have, please give us a call, 209-385-1200. And I, as always, I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope everybody has a fantastic day. Thank you.